That's it's not syncing. I've got to go back and anybody else? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, but I think we need to get this thing though. If I don't want to get to like 5 minutes before. Yeah. 4 o'clock. So it's time to go home.
He's doing the chore. All right, go ahead.
And call this meeting to order this time, and I have a roll call of Mr. Sowers.
Commissioner Lopez, Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Tony Haas.
Here.
Director Jody Amato.
Here.
Attorney Pamela Nelson.
Here.
And we, Giselle, were you able to connect to the audio? I can see that you're on. I can't hear her. And she's there.
Carter, this is the results of Sam's point.
Good day. I'm sorry,
what is
your name? San Luis.
Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Animas. Good day. How are you today?
Good. We are following you regarding the work.
Okay, I had requested an administrative denial on this account. Did you not receive that?
Okay.
Do you solemnly affirm that you have the courage of testimony?
I do. My name is Brian Cartwright.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Cartwright has asked for an administrative appeal. It appears that most of the sleepaway facilities and our facilities across the state are being protested, and this seems to be the avenue they are taking. I am in agreement. We are okay with an administrative denial and moving on to the next level of the process of protest.
Did you have your question?
I make a motion to support the administrative process. No, that's absolutely okay. Mr. Cartwright, good morning, and my name is Felix Lopez, County Commissioner. I'd like to make a motion to support the administrative denial as per recommendation of our Los Angeles County Assessor.
Roll call. Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez. I believe
there is only a certain part of the inventory that they're asking to. That has become obsolete and not the entire.
They're actually asking for $10 off license because they feel they cannot lease the equipment for what they could have.
Excuse me, once the people on Pam and Giselle can't hear us unless we're talking louder, please.
Okay.
I believe it's the lady. I did the same thing, that's why I'm.
Can you hear
her? She's good.
We are calling you for your hearing for the organization. Are you available to do so at this time? Yes, I'll discuss with you. Call us today is Commissioner Phoenix Office, Commissioner Tony Hass, County Assessor Julie Model, Administrator Assistant Paul Sarrell, and County Attorney Pat Nelson.
On this call today with you, and the format will be we will give you an opportunity to do your testimony, and at that time we will, after you're done, and we will give the assessor a chance, and then we'll have the comments after that or any presentations you may have. Are you prepared to move forward? Okay. If I ask you to please raise your right hand. Only affirm of the capacity of perjury that the testimony you shall give this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Thank you,
Okay. Well, on the floor is yours, ma'am, and please go ahead and do testimony.
Yeah,
we
have
a
lease room
to their customer from that whole to keep.
Yes, I do. This is Julie Long, Los Angeles County Assessor. How are you this morning?
Good.
At this time, because we just received your information yesterday, I am going to have to recommend to the board that you deny it, that way I protect your rights as a taxpayer to move forward, and we can move on to the to whatever level BA or CFA. Court calls or however you would like to move forward with it to give us time to look at the data, process the data. I have been contacting my colleagues around the state. Some counties are granting obsolescence, some are expired the next day. But at this time, I just gave your information yesterday. I will have to look at it and see what's best for our county, but I recommend that the board deny so we can move on to the next level of appeal.
Is that all you have?
That is all I have.
Okay. Ms. Colton, you have a response to this one? Hello?
Can you hear us? We're going to try to go ahead. She was on the phone, she wasn't connected to Zoom.
No.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have been an internet issue.
No.
I wonder if something happened on her side. I paid the bills.
I know how to do that, but I was here.
That's right.
You want to come from the cell phone?
Our phones have been dropping calls for the last 10 days.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, I'm not in the building, so I'm not. I'm getting all mine on my cell phone.
That's
working.
You hear there?
Yeah,
that's good. I knew that's what you did.
Hello?
Maybe it's her side.
She's in Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Does this team have already?
But she, because I called her from mine and they answered. Because I did all this from home. So it was on this.
Now we all share right there. Okay, we'll start over here. Just order in. So, Ms. Mott, will you start over there?
Yes, I will. Sorry about that, Jason. And no problem. It's the world we live in right now. At the moment, I am requesting the board do an administrative denial. That way, we can go through the data because I just received it yesterday. We can look at it. I've been in contact with other counties around the state. Some are, like you said, well, and are fine. Some are not. We're just taking it. Well, I have to look at it here in my county. But if I have time to look at it, to go through it. So today, I do have to recommend to the board that we deny you. That way, you are protecting your client's rights to move on to the next level of appeal.
For administrative denial.
Lopez seconds that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tony Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Ms. Paulson, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Pam, do you need anything else for us to go forward?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Tony Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Bye, ma'am. Can you hear me? She can't hear me. Bye, ma'am.
Maybe you can hear the
end. End to be.